بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger, last prophet to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرَانِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُّتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises us in the Quran, He says to us, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us and He says to us, the meaning of which is, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Allah, who created you from a single soul, and from Him He created His mate. And from them both He brought about many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And do not cut the family ties, for verily Allah is ever and all watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us in the Quran. He says to us, O you who believe, once again have the consciousness of Almighty Allah and always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's blessed us all with another day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with al-Islam. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us out of all of the people around us. Allah blessed us with al-Islam. And this is from the mercy and the bounty of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah, the topic for today's short talk is just a word of nasiha to myself and perhaps to you. And that is for us to hold fast to al-Islam. Hold fast to our Islam. Hold fast to being Muslim. Hold fast to doing the things we're supposed to be doing. We say that we're Muslim. Hold fast and make sure you're doing what Allah has told us to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah that I already recited, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun wa tasimu bihablillahi jami'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah that I already recited, O you who believe, and we ask Allah to make us from the believers, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. That means always be conscious of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way He is most deserving. And do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. Do not die except that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing as a Muslim. And hold fast, all of you, to the rope of Allah. Hold fast, all of you, to the rope of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is al-Islam, the religion of al-Islam. Alhamdulillah, who did not send the angel of death for us when we were in a state of other than al-Islam. Brothers and sisters, think about this for a moment. How many of us, we commit sins? How many of us, we do things that are not becoming of a Muslim? How many of us, we disobey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing what we're doing? And it's from the mercy of Allah that He did not send the angel of death for us when we were in that state. Alhamdulillah. But how many of us, we want to keep rolling the dice, taking a chance? We know we're going to go out and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're counting that the angel of death is not going to come for us when we're in that state. And this is not the right way for the Muslims to be. And I say this to myself before I say it to you. We should be thankful that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not taken us back to Him in that state. Brothers, this is why it's so important for us to be in a state of al-Islam all the time. Make sure we're doing what Allah wants us to do. So when the angel of death comes for us, He'll find us in a state of al-Islam. Brothers and sisters, as I said, by blessing us with al-Islam, Allah gave us something that's better than winning the lottery. What are the odds of winning the lottery? It's like 1 in 1 million or 2 million or 3 million or something like that for one person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by blessing us with al-Islam, He's given us something that's more valuable than the lottery. Because on Yawmul Qiyamah, we can't buy our way out of the hellfire. But if we said, La ilaha illallah, just one time in our life, and we lived our lives on that, this will save us from the hellfire. So by blessing us with al-Islam, Allah gave us something that's better than the biggest lottery in this world. But brothers and sisters, just by us saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, that's just the beginning of our Islam. After we say that, then we have to do everything that goes along with that. So brothers and sisters, I say this to say this. We can't take a time out from our Islam. We can't take a vacation from being Muslim. We can't take a break from doing the things we're supposed to do as Muslims. Because just like they say for the lottery, they say you have to be in it to win it. You have to be in it to win it. It's the same thing for Jannah. You have to be in Islam in order to get to Jannah. So Alhamdulillah, who did not send the angel of death for us when we were in a state other than al-Islam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to die in a state of al-Islam. Allahumma ameen. Upon occasion, a sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his name was Abu Amra. And he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me some nasiha. Give me some nasiha, give me some advice that I won't have to ask anybody else about. Give me this most valuable advice. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah, said to him, he said, Qalu amantu billah thumma istaqim. He said to Abu Amr, he said, say, I believe in Allah, and then hold fast to that. Hold fast to your Islam. Brothers and sisters, as I said, we have to be in it to win it. If we want Jannah, then we have to be Muslim all the time. We can't take a vacation. We can't take a break. How many of us we know of a brother or a sister in Islam who walked away from Islam for a little bit, and then they never came back? They took a little bit of a break. Maybe it was a breather. Maybe they said, I need some time off to get myself together. And before you knew it, they were far away from al-Islam. May Allah guide them back. Because we have brothers and sisters in this community that are just like that. As I said it before, brothers and sisters who took a break from al-Islam, and the next thing you know, they're out there in the streets, far away from Islam. May Allah save us from that. All of us know the story about the two brothers. There was two brothers, and they were close in age, and one was about 40, and one was maybe a little bit older. One brother, he was a strong Muslim. He was doing everything he was supposed to do. And the other brother, he was following his nafs, following his desires, living it up. These two brothers, they lived in the same house. One of them lived on the upper floor, and that was the good Muslim. And the other one, he lived on the bottom floor, and that was the one that was doing whatever he wanted to do. One day, the strong Muslim, he's looking at himself in the mirror, and the shaitan, he comes to him, and he says to him, what a shame. What a shame. 40 years you've been holding fast. 40 years you've been guarding your private parts. 40 years you've been doing what you're supposed to do. And in the meantime, your brother, he's having a good time. He's living it up. Half your life is gone. You probably got another 40 years left to go. So the strong Muslim, he starts thinking. He starts thinking, I have so many years left. What if I take a break? What if I take a vacation from al-Islam? What if I take a break for the next 20 years? And then after that, I make tawbah to Allah. And then after that, I come back and I finish my life on al-Islam. So that's what he intended to do. And in the meantime, his brother that's downstairs, he starts thinking. And Allah opens up his heart to tawbah, to repentance. And he starts thinking, I've wasted my whole life.
40 plus years I've been doing what I want to do. And in the meantime, my brother, he's getting closer and closer to Jannah. What's wrong with me? I need to be like him. And so he makes tawbah in his heart. He makes repentance in his heart to Allah. He says, oh Allah, from now on, I'm going to go live with my brother upstairs. And I'm going to live my life as a Muslim. So the strong Muslim, he starts on his way downstairs because he's going to go downstairs and he's going to live it up with his brother. And the man who made tawbah to Allah, he starts going upstairs because now he wants to be Muslim. So they're coming down the stairs and going up the stairs to meet each other. And suddenly the Muslim that's going down, he trips. And he falls down the steps and he hits his brother and they both go tumbling down. Both of them die. Broken neck. And subhanAllah, what kind of a way is that for that Muslim to end his life? With the intention that he was going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then go back to him later on. This is a terrible way to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how many Muslims, this is our mentality. How many Muslims, we're doing the fahisha, we're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day in and day out with the intention that at such and such a date, I'm going to make tawbah to Allah. Maybe I'm going to go make hajj. Maybe I'm going to stop what I'm doing and I'm going to go back to Allah and repent and then do it right. How many of us, this is how we're living our lives. We're committing the haram day in and day out, thinking that in the future I'm going to stop. SubhanAllah, what kind of a way is this to be Muslim? And what if you never make it to that day? What if you never make it to the time when you're going to make tawbah to Allah? What if you never make it to Hajj? And instead you die in this state when you were planning and scheming on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if Allah doesn't know what your true intention is. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and save us from such an evil ending. Brothers and sisters, there's no time out in Islam, as I said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to us, وَبُّدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and worship your Lord until al-yaqeen comes to you, until the certainty comes to you. And what's more certain than death? Al-mawtu haqq. Is there anything more certain than death? Is there anybody here who thinks that death is not going to come to them? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَبُّدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until death comes for you. That means we have to be on it. We have to be on our Islam until the very end. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's related a story for us in the Quran. And it's a story that perhaps many of us know. But it's a story that we need to keep in mind because it's a story that applies to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي أَتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَحَ مِنْهَا فَتَبَأَهُ شَيْطَانُ فَقَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and relate to them the story. Relate to them the story of that person who we gave our signs to. Allah gave this person hidayah. And he threw it behind his back. SubhanAllah. He threw the ayat of Allah behind his back. And so the shaitan followed him up. When he threw the ayat of Allah behind his back, the shaitan was right there, waiting for him. And he became one of the losers. He became one of the people that went astray. And this person, his name was Bal'am bin Ba'ura. And he was from the Bani Israel, from the people of the time of Musa alayhi salam. Abu An-Nadr, rahimahullah, he says that when Musa entered the land of Bani Canaan, and it's in the area of Ashan, when Musa came to this land with the Bani Israel, the people of that land, they came to Bal'am, and they said to Bal'am, Bal'am, you're a man who Allah accepts his dua. Make dua to Allah against Musa and Bani Israel, because they want to kick us out of our land. So these were people, they were trying to hold on to their land, and they saw the Bani Israel as a threat. As somebody who wanted to kick them out of their land. So they came to Bal'am and they said to him, Bal'am, Allah accepts your dua. Make dua to Allah against Musa and the Bani Israel. What did Bal'am say? This is a man who had a hidayah from Allah. A man who Allah had given him guidance and given him signs and accepted his dua. What did he say? He said, Wa ilaka. He said, woe to you. You want me to make dua against the messenger of Allah? The messenger of Allah who Allah talks to and the angels listen to him? And you want me to make dua against him? And then the people started in. They said, Bala'am, we have nowhere else to go. If you make dua to Allah, we'll give you this. We'll give you this. We'll make you this. Anything that you want, we'll give it to you. And at first Bala'am, he was strong. He said, no. But they kept tempting him and tempting him and tempting him. Until finally he broke down. Until finally his own nafs got the better of him. Until he fell in love with the dunya that they were offering him. And so then he agreed. SubhanAllah. He agreed to make dua against the Prophet of Allah. He agreed to make dua against Musa alayhi salam. Even though he knew that he was the messenger of Allah. So Bala'am, he sets off to go to this mountaintop where he's going to make dua against Musa. And while he's going there on top of his donkey stops moving. And so Bala'am, he starts hitting the donkey, go, go. And the donkey refuses to go. SubhanAllah, a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times have we gotten signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We go to do something bad and Allah puts a sign there for us to know we shouldn't do it. But we do it anyway. How many times has that happened to us? So Bala'am, he leaves his donkey and he goes up to the mountain to make dua to Allah. Against Musa alayhi salam. And so when he opens up his mouth to make dua against the messenger of Allah, instead of asking for bad things for the people of Musa, out of his mouth comes requests for bad things against his own people. And out of his own mouth comes wishing good things for the people of Musa. And so his people, they're there and they listen. They say, Bala'am, what are you doing? You're making dua against us? You're making dua for Musa, alayhi salam? Bala'am said, I can't help it. This is what's coming out of my mouth. It's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can somebody give me a drink of water, please? So subhanAllah, the guidance came to this man, just like the guidance came to us. Allah gave this man a chance to save himself, to do the right thing. But this man, he became a victim of the dunya. This man, he became a victim of his own nafs, following his own desires. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَأْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. Allah said, if we had willed, we would have raised him up because of the guidance that we gave him. But instead, this man, he clung to the earth. He clung to the dunya. And he followed his own desires. SubhanAllah. Brothers and sisters, don't let this happen to us as it happened to Bala'am. Because Bala'am, when he made this dua, Bala'am, when he made the dua to Allah, and when he heard the words that came out of his mouth, he said, now I've lost the dunya and the akhirah. Now I've lost this world right here and the hereafter. He realized his mistake, but it was too late. Brothers and sisters, don't let this happen to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he blessed us out of all of the people around us with al-Islam. And this is the only thing that's going to save us from the hellfire on Yawm al-Qiyamah. But brothers and sisters, as I said, we have to be in it to win it. We have to be Muslim. We can't just say it. We have to be Muslim. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from the story that he related for our benefit. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make whatever changes we have to make now, so that when the angel of death comes for us, he'll find us in a state of Palestine. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, as I said, we have to hold fast to al-Islam. We have to hold fast to the rope of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't take the chance of walking away from it. Because every time we go and we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're taking our hands off that rope and we're walking away. What if the angel of death comes for us when we're over here somewhere, instead of over here holding on to the rope of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, every time you find yourself disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beginning to do things you know you shouldn't do, remember this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imams Bukhari and Muslim have both related, and Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَوَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the one whom there is no other deity. In other words, he's sworn by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, إِنَّ أَحَدَّكُمْ لَيَأْمَلُ بِأَمَلِ أَخْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا دِرَاءُ. Rasulullah said, verily one of you will be doing the actions, the deeds of the people of Jannah until there's just an arm span between him and Jannah. In other words, this person, he's holding fast to his Islam. And he's almost to Jannah. There's like an arm's length between him and Jannah. He's almost there. فَيَسْبِكُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ. But then what Allah has written down about what's going to happen with this person will reach him. فَيَأْمَلُوا بِأَمَلِ أَخْلِ النَّارِ فَيَبْخُلُهَا وَلَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Rasulullah said, then what has been written about him will reach him, and he will begin doing the actions of the people of the hellfire until he will enter the hellfire. Brothers and sisters, this is the evil ending. This is dying in a state other than al-Islam. This is dying in a state when you're disobeying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a scary thing. The next time you think about going and doing something that you know you shouldn't do, the next time you think about taking a break from Islam, taking a vacation, taking a breather, taking it easy for a while. Man, I've been coming to the masjid so many times. Let me take a little bit of break. Remember this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember this, brothers and sisters, the shaitan is never going to be happy to leave you where you are. The shaitan is never going to be happy to get you to stop doing one good thing. He's going to follow it up with something else. He's going to work on you to get you further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shaitan is going to work on you to get you further and further away from al-Islam. He's not going to stop. So don't even take that first step. Don't even take that first step, because it's going to be the first step in many, taking you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from this short reminder here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become the best Muslims that we can become. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to die in a state of al-Islam, in a state of obedience to our Creator. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our best deeds those deeds that we do just before we go back to meet Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah to exchange our places in the hellfire for places in Jannah.